South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Friday morning. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station and the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube, on your computers, on your apps, wherever. We're here at YouTube. And all you have to do is go to YouTube and punch in South Point Studios. You get to the our particular site there, and you can see us, and just hit the tab and you can see and listen to the Race Day shows every day at YouTube from these studios right here, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, your gaming capital. And, of course, a lot of other platforms, as we always want to welcome all of the people that are listening to our platforms each and every day. We welcome all of you. That include those listening on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world. Or those of you running around town this morning here, our local anchor radio station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and certainly anywhere you get your podcasting as well. And you can get an app, too, for your devices. And the app, of course, the KSHP app, will give you the radio station sounds. You can listen to us there. And, of course, the YouTube app, where you can see and listen to us on your devices, your iPhones or your Android. Simply put, anyway you get us, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Friday. Here in Las Vegas, it's right now 91 degrees out. 91 already out here in Las Vegas. We're going to get up to 109 today, just a couple of degrees lower than yesterday. But we're still under an excessive heat warning, as well as most of the country. And so, therefore, wherever you're listening in the country, like, for example, New York's going to be nice today, 77 degrees. That's okay. Jacksonville, 91. Miami, 89. Tampa, 90. And then you get into, like, El Paso, Texas. That's 104. Phoenix, Arizona will be 109 as well. And, of course, anywhere that it gets that hot in the places in the Midwest and the East Coast, where, of course, the humidity has a lot to do with it, you would be under an excessive heat warning, too. And simply put, when it's hot outside, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Keep the water around, that's for sure, and keep the kids and the pets inside. Limited outside activity, and, of course, always check on the elderly to make sure they're handling it well as well. All right, so I know a lot of people say, well, you repeat that over and over again, but every day it's important to remember that, on every day that it's excessive heat warnings, that's for sure. All right, we're rolling into the weekend, and then, as you know, the 4th of July will be coming up midweek next week on Thursday, and there's a lot of activity and a lot of action going on, not only around the country, but certainly here in Las Vegas and in racing. We're going to have a lot of great races coming up over the 4th of July week next week. But for this weekend, as we said before, Churchill Downs has six great stakes races coming up this weekend. The Grade One, of course, Stephen Foster, Breeders' Cup winning you're in. And Woodbine will also host five stakes races, all graded stakes races as well. Los Alamitos will have the Los Al Derby. We'll be taking a look at those races. Tomorrow, Jonathan Hardoon and I will go over the six stakes races at Churchill Downs. And, of course, John Lindo, Jonathan, and I'm sure Richie will also have a thought or two about the Los Al Derby as well. Now, Los Alamitos will resume racing tomorrow. They'll go Saturday and Sunday. And then they'll start again on Thursday, July 4th, and go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to complete their brief Los Angeles County Fair racing meet there. So, that'll be the schedule in Southern California. And then we get ready for the big spa to spa, as I call it, but from the beach to the spa, that's for sure, from Southern California to upstate New York for the Del Mar Saratoga run, and it's always a lot of fun betting the races at those places, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for sure. So you got a lot heading our way, that's absolutely for sure. Okay, as far as the weather is concerned, precipitation-wise, a lot of action going on in Minnesota, Iowa, et cetera, through the Great Lakes area. Seems like the East Coast, all the rain and that situation, the overnight rains a couple of nights ago, are through. Now it's nice and clear in the New York City area, for the Northeast, really. And Florida, hit and miss, but it looks like it'll be fine there, too. And, of course, up and down the Pacific Coast is clear. It's just hot out there, that's all. All righty. On today's show, we have Jonathan Hardoon with us again. Rich Eng will be along with us, and John Lindo. And, of course, we'll get your Jerry J's picks as well. Remember, tomorrow we'll have Bob Mazursky back with us for Los Alamitos as well. So we're going to cut this short and go right to our first break. What do you say? All right, we'll be right back, so don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. And yesterday at Belmont at Aqueduct, Linda Rice and Jose Lascano teamed up for a couple of wins together, winners that paid $12 even and $9.30 respectively. Of course, you know that they took the races off the turf, put them on the main, which resulted in a multitude of late scratches. As a matter of fact, our handicapper, Jonathan Ardoon, had and several others had a hard time finding horses that are going to stay in the races. Jerry J had a scratch yesterday, and so did John Lendo. John Lendo's pick got scratched late yesterday as well at Aqueduct, so they had to go. Both of those guys had to go for Avis calls there. But in the eighth race, for example, there were nine horses scheduled to go in that eighth race. Seven of them scratched. So we had a match race. And the winner of that match race was Peak Popularity. Manny Franco aboard paying $2.40 as the main track only horse. And in the last race, by the way, the main track only horse won that at two. And that, of course, was Lascano and Rice's second win of the day. The pick six yesterday at Aqueduct didn't pay bad for the kind of horses that were running in the short fields. $2,293 to win there. And again, Jonathan Ardoon's pick in the sixth race at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct, was a late scratch. That was 10 Cent Town. That horse got scratched late in the game going to the starting gate, that's for sure. All right, and we want to thank you, John Lendo and Jerry Jackwoods, for their winner on the ledge in the seventh race. Horse bet down from 3-1, but won like a good favorite. Horse only paid $360, so you had to hit the exotics, that's for sure. But on the ledge, Kendrick Carmouche winning that in the seventh race at $360 for Lendo and for Jerry Jackwitz's pick there. Thought we had a winner with Jonathan Ardoon's selection in the second race, in the first race, used to say at Gulfstream Park, but he got nailed late by the 3-2 filthy favorite. Jonathan had a second-place finisher at Gulfstream. Safi Joseph Jr., the trainer, had two wins, along with Victor Barbosa Jr. He also had two wins on the card. As far as the riders, Edgard Zayas won three races at Gulfstream yesterday. Churchill Downs, pick six, paid $9,178.20. Mike Maker and Mr. Romans and Mr. Amos all had winners yesterday. Highest priced winner of the day came in the fifth race, Glacial Power, paying $33.80 in a turf maiden race there. And Rich Eng's selection ran second at Woodbine. So he had some second place finishers there, but one winner out of the ones that did run that weren't scratched yesterday. All right, time to get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas at sports right here at Sports Talk 1400 AM, and certainly at the YouTube streaming, these will be the first post times that roll out in our race book right here at the South Point right behind us today. We are in the Pacific time zone. If you're listening anywhere else with the multitude of platforms that we have around the world in other time zones, adjust whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad. Okay, here's your menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has nine races today. Their first post time is 9:25. 9:25 at Laurel today. Next comes Baltero Park. Baltero Park has a stakes race today. The $75,000 Cincinnatian is the favorite, the stakes race there. It's going to be in the first race. First race will be the stakes race, the Cincinnatian. At 1/16 for three-year-old fillies on the turf. That first race sees a full field there. There's eight races today at Belterra, and Belterra has a first post time of 9:35 at Belterra today. All right, then we go to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, you know, Churchill Downs had that that twilight post time yesterday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Now they go back to the morning start. Today's 11-race card at Churchill Downs will have a first post time of 9:45. Their pick six jackpot carryover continues to climb, $297,088 in the jackpot carryover today in the pick six at Churchill Downs. 11 races and a first post time of 9:45 at Churchill. Then we have Belmont at Aqueduct. Belmont at Aqueduct today. The first post time there is 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Nine races. And a first post time again of 10:05. No stakes race today. I did go out of went out of post time, the earlier post time before Belmont at Aqueduct would be Gulfstream Park. Apologize. Gulfstream Park will start at 9:55 at Gulfstream. And they have a big carryover as well. Well, the carryover is getting big, I should say. Pick Six Jackpot carryover at Gulfstream Park, $28,382 is starting to build up there. Their first post time, again, 9:55. Then we get to Belmont at Aqueduct. First post time is at 10:05 at Belmont at Aqueduct. Woodbine is next. They have seven races at Woodbine. Woodbine has a Pick Six Jackpot carryover, $74,485. And a first post time at Woodbine is at 10:10 at Woodbine. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. Pick Six Jackpot carryover there, $164,546. In the Pick Six Jackpot carryover in Monmouth, eight races today there. First post time is 11 a.m. Then we go next to the Pleasanton Fair. Northern California Racing Fair is at Pleasanton. Their first post time at Pleasanton is sitting at 1:45 at Pleasanton today. Super High Five carryover there, $10,586 in the Pleasanton Super High Five carryover. And it's a regular Super High Five carryover there at Pleasanton. First post time, 1:45. Then we get to Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs' first post time is 3:30 with a nine-race card there. Charlestown has eight races today. Charlestown's first post time is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown. Pick Six Jackpot carryover there, $4,823. 4 p.m. first post at Charlestown, as well as Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows also has a 4 o'clock post time. The first three races of Prairie Meadows will be quarter horses, and of course the rest of the card will be thoroughbred. Seven more thoroughbred races there make up the 10-race program at Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows has a Super High Five jackpot carryover of $47,328. That's their Super High Five jackpot carryover there at Prairie Meadows. Their Pick Five jackpot carryover is $8,146. First post time, 4 p.m. at Prairie Meadows. And then we have Emerald Downs. Emerald Downs has seven races today with a post time of 7 p.m. 7 p.m. at Emerald Downs today. And they have a Pick Six carryover, regular Pick Six carryover. Make that $2,241 there. And I also want to remind you that here at the South Point, later on after the races are over in the evening, they'll have Australian racing coming in from Australia. There'll be four different racetracks coming in later on in the evening here at the South Point, Australian racing. Down under, so to speak. Anyhow, let's bring in Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. You know, I got to tell you that they're now taking a look at, the great four-day meet, the Belmont Stakes meet there at Saratoga. And it may lead to maybe some changes coming along because they capped off the crowd on Belmont Stakes Day at 50,000. We saw that, the 50,000 there. But the total wagering for the 4 days was $197.4 million, which was an increase of $60 million from the last four-day festival held in 2022. And, the big handle on Thursday and Friday, really, combined figure $29 million, soared to $56.7 million at the spa. So we may be looking at, by virtue of just the numbers alone and better business up at Saratoga for maybe the Belmont Stakes in the future?
No, they can't run the mile-and-a-half race. That's the problem, and they're redoing Belmont. It'll be there next year. We'll have it up in Saratoga, but believe me, they can't wait to get back to Belmont. I don't think, personally. I mean, they're putting in all kinds of money. So that's their biggest day of the year. What are they going to do, move it to Saratoga? Doesn't make sense.
Well, I would think that, Memorial Day weekend, of course, with the Met Mile now on Belmont Stakes Day, I kind of messed it up. But, I mean, Memorial Day weekend was a big weekend at Belmont Park, too. But it's nice to see the business was as great as it was at Saratoga. And for the most part, I think the weather was okay.
Yeah, till the last day, till Sunday, it was fine. I mean, the first day it rained a little bit in the morning, but listen, they had beautiful weather on Friday and Saturday. They're two big days, and they sacrificed Sunday, but what are you going to do? Listen, if you remember, the weather forecast looked kind of gloomy, and it was a miracle. It avoided Saturday, and it avoided Friday, so they had to be happy, and again, it was a terrific weekend. And they're going to get to do it again next year, I should say. So they're looking forward to it.
Well, we got, six stakes races tomorrow at Churchill Downs. I know we'll be going over those stakes races tomorrow. And, of course, the big one of the day will be, of course, the Stephen Foster. But I got to tell you, the Kelly's Landing has a kind of a neat angle to it. A horse called Bango that's trained by Greg Foley will be ridden by Tyler Gaffleone in the 8-horse field. He drew the post 8. In the 6.5 furlong, $250,000 race, the Kelly's Landing tomorrow. He's going for a new Churchill Downs record. It seems that this horse has won 11 races at Churchill Downs over his career, and he's tied with a horse that also won 11 in the past, Reddy's Rocket. But with a win on Saturday, he will become a 12-race winner at Churchill Downs and be the new record holder. That's quite an achievement, I think.
It really is, and that's a terrific betting race. I love that race. Actually, I was going to use that race as a radio play tomorrow, so stay tuned because there's a horse in that race that's somewhat of a price and I think is going to run very well.
What a tease. You know broadcasting very well now. You do, Mr. Hardoon.
I learned from you, Ralph. What can I tell you?
I'm getting a lot of feedback from the CAW conversation we've been having on the air, and certainly it's been on X as well. And there's a lot of people that have ideas that they've been knocking around that will try to help equalize the advantage that the CAW clients have right now and still give them a chance at, wagering in the system. But I think this is going to be a long, debatable situation until we get to a place where we can have a happy medium somewhere, don't you?
Well, I don't think you're going to get that happy medium because you're either going to piss off the players if they continue to do what they do, or they're going to really make the CAW players mad if they decide to shut it down. So someone's not going to be happy, and the idea is for them to figure out who's more important. And to me, the everyday player is a little more important than letting guys bet all kinds of money to earn rebates, and they don't even care if they win or lose. So to me, the everyday, in the long run, you want to protect the game and you want to protect the players.
But you do know that fallout of a situation when making that decision and going with the regular players may lead to a higher takeout in some of the pools.
Well, they don't have to do that. That's going to be their excuse if they want to raise the takeout. But again, all that's doing is hurting the game in the long run, Ralph. They're going to chase people away. You know, people are going to go betting. I know plenty of horse players that now play sports because of the takeout and everything else. So, you know, you want to continue to destroy the game, go ahead. But you got to be smart. You got to give a little to everybody. And, like you said, try to find some sort of fair compromise. I don't know how they're going to do it because too much money and too many people are involved.
Well, we'll wait and see, that's for sure. But there's got to be something done one way or the other because each and every day we see these, these glaring examples of horses' bet downs. And I know that there is a balance to that some horses got bet down that never show up in the first four, so we wouldn't know how much they got bet down, but still all in all, we would know after the race, they usually show the final odds, but all in all, it just doesn't look good for the game right now.
2 days ago at Delaware was one of the worst things I've ever seen. A horse go from 8-1 to 9-5. I've seen 8-1 to 4-1, 8-1 to even 3-1, 8-1 to 9-5, Ralph. That is glaring. Yeah, I mean, you don't miss that.
That's a small pool, too, which I would imagine it wouldn't have been a lot of money to make that.
It takes no money to do that. A couple of $1,000, you're going to do that. So that's even more of the point. Why are you letting these CAW into small pools like that? Because it only overemphasizes these major drops.
And, you know, the thing about it is we have big, big major betting days, as we were talking about, Belmont, their four-day festival. The handle was, you know, out of this world. And certainly we on Breeders' Cup, Kentucky Derby, Preakness Day, and Belmont Stakes Day, they all got big handles, et cetera, and big race days. We know that coming up on tomorrow at Churchill Downs, they're going to have a good handle there with all those stakes races, et cetera. And you always have the bigger handles when you have mandatory payouts as well. So there are key days where, you know, this wouldn't be, the impact of it wouldn't be so glaring.
It wouldn't be so pronounced. Listen, last Saturday, John Lindo was telling us about a horse that went from 2-1 to 3-5. That takes a lot of money on a Saturday in Southern California. I know it wasn't a big drop, 2-1, but it is a big drop, and it did take money on a Saturday to bet into those pools. I understand it was low sell, so obviously they don't bet nearly as much as they do at Santa Anita or Del Mar, but that was still a big drop. 2-1 to 3-5 is a hit.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, you know, and then we have these other little bugaboo, so to speak, happening in racing. For example, I would love to have played, and I would love to play tomorrow, Lone Star Park, but that's in Texas, and they're at an impasse right now with HISA, and because of that, their satellite signal can't go out as far as you know, off-track wagering is concerned. And Lone Star has the big Turf Classic tomorrow that features four nice stakes races, and Umberto Rispoli is going there, etc. So, you know, We've got to get, for all the parts that HISA was supposed to bring together, the racing industry under one umbrella, one roof, to make it easier and more uniform, there's some pockets there that still aren't, still not happening.
No, there are too many people rowing in the wrong direction in this game, and it still survives, Ralph. We still have weekends like we had at Saratoga for the Belmont. Yeah. You know, those kind of days, they're special, but it's the rest of the year where the game is going to suffer.
Well, we're not going to get it suffering today because we're going to go out and find some winners that don't get scratched. How about that?
I checked. No scratches.
Okay.
First of our two radio plays, Ralph, is going to come at Belmont at the Big A. And we're going to look at the fifth race today. And I like the number four horse in here, On the Hill. This is a five-year-old gelding for the James Bond barn. He makes his second start back off of a long layoff. He ran very well in his return. He has three works since that race. He's listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride. Number four, On the Hill, wins today's fifth race out of Belmont Park.
All right, fifth race at Belmont Park. Fifth race Belmont at Aqueduct in New York.
That's screwy in its own right. Why can't they just say Aqueduct? What do they got to...
Yeah, I know. But in any case, Belmont at Aqueduct, properly said there. In the fifth race, the four On the Hill. We're going to make him the king of the hill and get him in the winner's circle today. The fifth race, the four horse at 5-1 with Kendra Carmouche, who... Carmouche's been riding in New York how many years now? Because he moved over from, Louisiana.
Maryland. He was in Maryland.
He was in Louisiana for a while, too.
Yeah, well, I know he was in Maryland for a while and Louisiana, and yeah. He's Cajun, so, you know, he's here. He's been here at least 10 years, maybe more.
Really? Really? Because I got to tell you, he's a solid rider. I like his riding. He's always...
And he does exceptionally well in the winter. He's a terrific gate rider. Reminds me a lot of Edwin Maldonado. When he's on a speed horse, always dangerous.
Okay. On the Hill is the winner of the fifth race. So says Jonathan Hardoon. Fifth race, the four On the Hill at Belmont at Aqueduct. Okay, where next?
We're going to go to Churchill, look at race number 10, 6.5 furlongs on the main track, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Navy Bell, a 3-year-old filly from the Greg Foley barn. This horse has 4 career starts. The only bad race was when this horse wanted to go a distance in the San Isabel 3 starts back. All of her races sprinting win this race. She's been transferred to Greg Foley from the Mark Glatt barn. She ran well last time out, winning her first try over the Churchill layout. Frankie Dettori aboard to ride, 6-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Navy Bell, wins today's 10th race out at Churchill Downs.
Frankie Dettori back at Churchill Downs riding today in the 10th race, number 5, Navy Bell. Navy Bell, number 5 in the 10th race today at Churchill Downs. And I guess that's the picks for you. You got 3 sheets today?
Yes, I do.
And they are?
Churchill, Aqueduct, and Gulfstream.
Okay. And you'll be all set and ready to go for all those stakes races tomorrow at Churchill, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good enough. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it, my man. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be in search of Rich Eng, so don't go away.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Friday. We're going to go out now to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Richie, I know that we're done with the basketball and the hockey, and football has been in the rearview mirror as well. And I know that football is the type of game that most people have thoughts about all year long, and I know that here at the South Point Studio Streaming Network on YouTube, the show that follows us at 9 a.m., Sports by the Book, is taking its time and going over individual teams in all the divisions in all of football, so you'll get in-depth a look at what's about to come up for this year in the NFL with Sports by the Book at 9 a.m. They do a team and, of course, a conference as well throughout the summertime here. But for the summertime wagering, I guess it's all about baseball and America's pastime, huh?
Yeah, baseball's basically it. I do know the last few days, the NBA draft was pretty interesting to follow, Ralph. You have to see how the teams improve themselves through the two rounds of the draft. There are a lot of players drafted from Europe, from France in particular, but there were some other countries where players came from. The first American player was the kid from Kentucky, the three-point sharpshooter named Reed Shepard, who went to the Houston Rockets, and then the University of Connecticut Huskies, who won the national championship, had two of the first seven players drafted. So that should be real interesting to follow. And the Lakers ended up drafting LeBron James' kid with their second-round pick, who was like the 55th pick of the draft. So first-ever father-son teammates with the Los Angeles Lakers, the two James. So, you know, interesting stuff, but that's more long term to see how these young kids improve their ball clubs.
As far as baseball is concerned, who's hot, who's not?
Well, we've got some good pennant races, in particular, real interesting races between the New York Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles. Now, the Orioles, for years, had been really bottom of the barrel, but, you know, they rebuilt in kind of the way the Houston Astros rebuilt. And in fact, they took their lumps for 2, 3, 4 years and drafted a lot of young players. They had a lot of high draft picks because their records were so terrible as a team. But now the Orioles are certainly one of the most talented baseball teams in the major leagues. The Yankees have had kind of a renaissance. You know, they always can throw money at a problem and fill in the holes. But Juan Soto has played great for them, a great addition for the San Diego Padres. And, you know, in the National League, certainly the Dodgers are favored to win the National League. But, you know, they've had a very interesting season so far in the fact that they've had so many of their starting pitchers injured, Ralph. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens after the All-Star break when they get you know, guys like Bobby Miller and Clayton Kershaw and some others back. But the Dodgers, their lineup from, you know, from the designated hitter all the way through the outfield is just one of the best in baseball. Signing Ohtani in the offseason was just, you know, phenomenal. He's one of the best players in the world.
Yeah, no kidding. There's no doubt about that. That's for sure. And, well, you know, the Dodgers, an old Dodger, you know, Steve Garvey is now into politics. He's running for office in the great state of California, too. How about that?
Well, good luck for Steve. You know, some athletes have tried, you know, running for politics. Herschel Walker ran for governor of Georgia. He didn't win. One of the senators for Alabama is Tommy Tuberville, who is a college football coach for multiple colleges. So sometimes you try to utilize that name brand and try to move forward in your resume as far as politics. So, man, maybe it'll work for Garvey. We'll see.
Yeah, we will certainly will. That's for sure. Now we're going to talk about the politics of horse racing and look for a winner from you. You had a nice second place finisher yesterday. I thought he was going to get there, but you finished runner up the last two picks, right? So if they're betting a place, they're okay.
Yeah, pretty frustrating. Second on Wednesday, second on Thursday, but they did pay good to place.
Yes, they did.
$6 on Wednesday was like $5.30 or $5.70 yesterday, but we want the W, Ralph.
Yes, we do.
I tell you what, as far as the pick for today, let's go to Pleasanton. So it's a pick later in the day. Race number 4, Ralph, is 5.5 furlongs on an organic dirt track, claiming 60. It's a field of 6. A horse that, well, for the sake of the price, he's 5-1. I hope all 6 go because that'll keep his price close to the 5-1 morning line. It's the number 1, Gerlax, who is making a second start off a layoff. This horse has a really, really good dirt resume. And I think, you know, the fact that they had that tightener at Golden Gate Fields over the Tapita, this horse should be ready to go. Should get a stalking trip, hopefully finish, and get a W instead of a second. Number 1, Gerlax in the 4th at Pleasanton.
All right, 4th race at Pleasanton, 5-1 on the morning line. Number 1, Gerlax. The 1 in the 4th race at Pleasanton is Rich Ang's play. And, of course, Richie, you'll be back to handicapping Los Alamitos with a full sheet on the RaceDayLasVegas.com website tomorrow as well. And we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thank you, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
All right. When we come back, I'll give you Jerry J's plays off of his power page for Belmont at Aqueduct, and then we'll get started with John Lindo and find out what's going on in SoCal. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing continues at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with daytime racing continuing through July 7th. First post is always 1 p.m. The upcoming stakes action will feature the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday, June 29th, plus the meet's marquee race, the Great Lady M Stakes, on the closing weekend. We'll also have a holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July, and our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, July 6th. Great daytime racing continues at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty. Now let's get you some Jerry Jackowitz picks off of his power pages until he comes back off of sabbatical. Again, these are interpretations of his ratings on his Jerry J's power page today for Belmont at Aqueduct. He'll return with two sheets tomorrow. Of course, one for Los Alamitos, and, of course, another one for Belmont at Aqueduct. Today, at Belmont at Aqueduct, we got two plays from Jerry, and we will cover races 6 and 9. So let's go to the sixth race first. I want to remind everybody out there, the latest, it's sunny and beautiful today at where Aqueduct is at. At post time, they see about 76 degrees. The turf courses, the outer turf course and the inner turf course, are firm, which means they'll stay on the grass. The outer turf course will feature races 6 and 9. The inner turf course will host races 3 and 7. So it's all systems go today at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. So we'll go to the sixth race today at Belmont at Aqueduct. In the sixth race on the outer turf course at 6 furlongs, Jerry's star horse in the race is number 9, Scarlet Poppy. It's also high-rated. The 9, Scarlet Poppy, at 6-1 with Flavian Pratt aboard, is the play in the sixth race. The 9, and the link-ups will be numbers 1, 4, and 5, with morning lines set at 3-1, 6-1, and at 7-2. We're also going to throw in the 6 horse, and I'll tell you why I'm going to throw in the 6 horse. The 6 horse is going to be thrown in there because it's a V horse on his sheet, and it's 15-1. Always want to use a V horse in the mix as well. So it'll be the 9 over 4, 5, 6. 9 over 1, 4, 5, 6. Again, 9 over 1, 4, 5, 6. In the sixth race, the 9 is the key. Then we'll go to the ninth and final race. In the ninth and final race on the outer turf course at 1 16th, another star horse on a sheet and highly rated is number 8, Judge Rules. So we'll go with number 8, Judge Rules, at 6-1 on the morning line. The 8 is the key. The link-ups will be numbers 3, 4, 5, and 7. 3, 4, 5, 7 there, with morning lines of 5-1, 7-2, 4-1, and another 5-1. Two of those represent V horses on his sheet. So the 9 over 3, 4, 5, 7 in the ninth race at Aqueduct. Interpretation of Jerry J's Power Pages that you can get at his website, jerryjspowerpage.com. All righty, we will now go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man, and it's a beautiful day here. It seems like it's going to be okay around the country today as well. How is it in Southern California?
Yeah, it's beautiful outside. We got a little overcast this morning. It'll be a little bit cooler than it was the last couple of days, and we're just waiting for racing to get back to action tomorrow at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, that would be nice, that's for sure. Several jockeys that have been competing at Belmont at Aqueduct are going to be making the short trip to Louisville, Kentucky for all those big stakes races tomorrow at Churchill Downs, right?
Yeah, good Stephen Foster card tomorrow with, I think, 6 stakes races. You've got Flavian Pratt, Joel Rosario, Javier Castellano, Arad Ortiz. They're all going to be down at Churchill Downs tomorrow. And you'll see Antonio Freisu and Juan Hernandez from Southern California out there as well.
Wow, a lot of horses and certainly a lot of jockeys. You always attract those big jocks when you get the big purses, that's for sure. And, of course, the Stephen Foster, a Breeders' Cup win in your end. We'll take a look at those races, tomorrow. But a quick check of that Stephen Foster. Does anything rattle your cage there?
Well, just looking at the race, you know, the million-dollar purse, I really want to see First Mission, number 2. He's the 6-5 favorite. He hasn't won a grade 1 yet, but I think he's ready to jump up with the best older horses in the nation. It's 1 1/8. That's well within his capabilities. You got Kings Barnes in there for Todd Pletcher and Skippy Longstocking coming off a couple of big wins, a little bit of a class jump for him as far as the company here. And, you know, a couple of hard-knocking horses like Dreamlike, and then Disarm had a real easy prep race coming back for Steve Asmussen, and he jumps into the water here too. So there's a lot of horses in here that if they run well can take the next step and go on and take on, you know, the big older horses the rest of the year going to the Pacific, the Breeders' Cup Classic, excuse me.
Yeah, no question about that. The first mission, 6-5 on the morning line. He comes out of the Brad Cox barn, of course, and Florent Garreau will re-ride there after that win. But Pyrenees won his last race in at Preakness week at Maryland at Pimlico, I believe. He's the one horse, Brian Hernandez, riding for Sherry DeVoe. And then after first mission of two, you got number three is Happy American. Corey Lannery riding for Neil Pessin. You got the four Disarm, the horse you were talking about, an offspring, a gun runner. Joel Rosario will ride Steve Asmussen's horse there. Dreamlike is the five horse. Irad Ortiz Jr. for Todd Pletcher. The six is Classic Causeway. There's an old hard trooper. Julian Le Peru for Kenny McPeak. The seven is King's Barn. King's Barn's another, classy horse. Luis Saez will ride for Todd Pletcher. The eight is Steel Sunshine. Paco Lopez for Bobby DeBona. And the nine is Skippy Longstocking. Jose Ortiz for Safi Joseph Jr., the second favorite on the morning line at 5-2. So it is going to be, a very competitive race.
Yeah, you put up $1 million and they tend to show up.
Yeah, they sure do, that's for sure. And, of course, as you say, that is the Breeders' Cup Classic division, so we're waiting to see there. And, of course, some of the three-year-olds that have been going through the Triple Crown season and, of course, will hit some of the big fall three-year-old races and three- and up races as they start mixing it up with the older division, might very well make the Breeders' Cup Classic as well.
Right, and I'm kind of wondering about, the Pacific Classic is for three-year-olds and up. If a horse wants to get a race over that Del Mar main track for the Breeders' Cup and a three-year-old wants to try older, that would be an option. So we'll be kind of keeping our ear to the ground and see, first of all, how the Southern California older horses look and if it looks ripe for the taking. I wouldn't be surprised to see some shippers come in and give it a try.
Well, we're not trying to get ahead of the game, that's for sure. But, right after Los Alamitos closes next week, a lot of horses and activity, a lot of scuttlebutt going on for Del Mar season?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a wait and hold this year because the San Diego County Fair, like it always is going on in June. Mm-hmm. They usually end the 4th of July, but because the 4th is next Thursday, they're going to race or have the fair through Sunday.
Ah.
So that puts everything back a little bit. So the first workouts at Del Mar won't be until July 17th, and that's why we don't start running until the 20th.
There is a great a training facility, San Luis Rey, though, that gets a lot of activity because it's close to Del Mar, right?
Right, and that'll be in use because during the summertime, Santa Anita closes their training facility and does all the renovations they have to do. So all the horses will be based either at Del Mar or San Luis Rey Downs.
And no activity on the racetrack while the fair is going on at Del Mar, correct?
No. You can't get in there. It's a real, and it's amazing they get that place spruced up and ready to go for opening day in that short turnaround.
Yeah, it sure is. That's for sure. And, of course, we're looking, of course, to this weekend coming up at Los Alamitos with the Los Alamitos Derby. Or maybe we should just call it the Bob Baffert Derby at Los Alamitos. How about that?
What's he going for? Eight straight this year? And he's got two of the five horses in there. And he's got one for the house team, Winstock, who won the Los Al Futurity, owned by Dr. Ed Allred, who happens to own Los Alamitos.
Yeah, that's going to be nice to see that. It would be kind of nice to see him get a win there. And, of course, we will take a look at that Los Al Derby coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, next week, with 4th of July landing in the middle of the week, or close to the middle of the week on Thursday, we're going to get a run at Los Al Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to wrap up that meet. And, of course, the Great Lady M is one of the top stakes races coming up thereafter, right?
Right, that's a grade two, $200,000. That's older filly and mare sprinters going 6.5 furlongs. And, we got to get a pretty good feel for that race, too. Well, I haven't seen the nominations yet for that race.
John, I got to ask you about something that happened at Los Alamitos over the weekend. Librado Barocio, who has been a pretty potent trainer recently in Southern California. He's had quite a few winners from limited starters. He had several of his horses that were scratched Saturday and Sunday by the stewards for what they thought was a drug violation?
No, it was a potential. What happened was with about 50 minutes to post for the Bertrando Stakes, the horse he had entered in there, the groom went into the receiving barn area where the horse is quarantined and was cleaning out the feet, but you're not supposed to be in there.
Ah.
And because one of his workers was in a quarantined area, you know, just out of the protocol, the horse was scratched. And because they wanted to check and do some testing of that horse and the other horses, they were into the weekend, they scratched all of his horses.
So in other words, because the groom went into a restricted area, they went ahead and went further and wanted to test the horses, that horse that was entered that day, plus the two on Sunday then, right?
Right. They wanted to make sure he wasn't in there giving the horse anything, which in this day and age would be a crazy thing to do.
Sure.
I don't think there was any bad intentions here, but the protocols and the rules are the rules. And if you break the rules, then now you've got to get cleared out to be able to go again.
All right. Well, at least that's nice to know to clarify that. All right. Time to get started. You're doing a Linda report today for Belmont at Aqueduct. And of course, you're setting up the Linda reports of Belmont at Aqueduct leading up for Saratoga. So you'll have a Linda report today at Belmont at Aqueduct. And of course, tomorrow you'll have Los Alamitos as well. The Linda reports, full Linda reports for all the tracks that he does each and every day. And tomorrow, of course, Los Al and the weekend. That'll be, they're here exclusively free of charge, complimentary at the South Point Racebook only here at the South Point Racebook. So I want to keep that in mind, and you got the Belmont at Aqueduct today. Well, you had a horse that was scratched, but you found a winner yesterday anyhow on the show. So let's see if we can keep these horses running today. What do you say?
Okay, let's go to race 7 today, Belmont at Aqueduct. In the 7th race, number 4, Miss Lau, stretched out for the first time, turf for the first time, ran really well from a bad post that was going against maiden special weights. Drops in for a claiming tag, a much better post today. Bill Mott uses his go-to rider, Alvarado, on the horse. And I just think she doesn't have to be sent this time, being drawn in an inside post. I expect a better race. 9-2 in the program is a very fair price. Number 4, Miss Lau, race number 7, Belmont at Aqueduct.
All right, 7th race, Belmont at Aqueduct on the inner turf course. And they are running on the turf, and the turf is firm today. So in the 7th race, you like the 4, Miss Lau. The 4, Miss Lau, is the pick from John Lindo on the show today. 7th race at Belmont at Aqueduct. Number 4 is the play. And, of course, you can get the rest of the Lindo report for Belmont at Aqueduct right now here at the South Point, free of charge, only here at the South Point in your gaming capital. All right, I want to remind everybody out there again that Sports by the Book is coming up at 9 o'clock here on the YouTube South Point Studio Streaming Network. They'll be featuring all of the football teams in depth throughout the summertime. Each team will get a day in depth with them going over and taking a look at the football season coming up throughout this summertime as well, with baseball, of course. And I want to remind everybody, on today's show, we've got Dwayne Colucci, who is the race and sportsbook director, the manager over at the Rampart. And Dwayne is a racing fan. I know you know that, John, and he's a sports fan as well. So he's going to have a lot of fun today on Sports by the Book that happens at 9 o'clock right here where you're watching at YouTube right now. Dwayne is a friend of racing and a friend of the players, that's for sure.
Absolutely, and he gets out every summer to visit us at Del Mar, so I know he knows where the windows are.
Yes, he does, and he'll be a lot. It'll be a lot of fun with Jeff and Alex on the show today. So we're going to wrap up our Friday show, reminding everybody that we're coming up to the weekend and all those big races, etc., tomorrow and over the weekend. In the meantime, stay hydrated out there. Remember, during the heat, you got to stay hydrated. In the meantime, well, Mr. Lindo's got one more thing to say. He's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.